live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. Randy, Region 15C is just so much fun, and it's not possible without our fantastic sports boosters.
No, it really isn't. Yeah, those sports boosters, those fine folks over at El Rosa Lumber Company. Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Pep's Pork, Rose Spring Hill, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, who are supplying us our coveted Chasm Hats, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trapper's Pub and Grub, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, and the Freeport State Bank helping us out with our ball game tonight.
We thank you so much for making it possible. And we thank you so much for listening here on your Friday night. He's Randy Rothstein. I'm Kirby. Bottom three we go. DJ Krohn leaves things off for Luxembourg as he looks at a first pitch strike. That umpire, that was the outside corner to the lefties. Obviously, it's the inside corner. He likes that spot. Our plate umpire is Mick Yankee. And that's a spot he likes thus far this evening. As Brady right back is one strike offering to Krohn. That's slashed foul up the first base line. And DJ in a hole at 0-2. Krohn last weekend, 2-for-7 for the Brewers. Two runs, two doubles, and was hit by a pitch.
So the home plate umpire, Kirby, he's getting that gap between the hitter and over the left shoulder of the catcher. So he's able to see that inside corner a lot better.
Claire's like aiming for his face. That's where Schmitz is setting up. That's where that spot is. And that's a good observation by you is, as an umpire, where you're set up, the pitch comes directly at you. That's right. Got to be a strike, right?
Well, it's difficult to look over a catcher's helmet because if that catcher moves at all, you're not going to get a legit shot.
1-2 pitch is just chunked up the third baseline and just twists foul in front of that third base bag. That ball was fair for about, 84 feet? And then just took a left turn.
Yep.
Some English on that as Krohn was fooled on that pitch. But he's got new life now at 1-2. No argument from the third base coach, Chris Knaus, for Luxembourg. Scoreless here in Cold Spring. As Claire looking into Schmitz for the sign. Lefty with a couple shakes. Now he's got what he wants. He'll rock and fire. His 1-2 offering that is missing low for a ball with the heater. Evening our count up at 2-2. It'll be DJ Krohn, Luke Harn, Ethan Fruth. 9-1-2 in this Brewer lineup. They had a threat to runners at first and third with two down in the first inning. 2-2 our count right now as Claire's 2-2 offering. That is popped up. Foul. Miller won't have a play. That'll twist out of play. And the count stays put at 2-2.
Region sponsors Kirby Corky's Bar in Richmond, where Corky put another coat of lacquer on the Schnitzelbuck sign today just to make sure that when beer is splattered, it doesn't destroy that. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in the Munich Sox Center in Long Prairie and Meyer Grove Co-op in QPC Store.
2-2 the count. Claire's 2-2 off speed. Just a little late breaking. Great take right there by DJ Krohn. Started his hands but left them, and just a little late breaker from Brady. Fills it up at 3-2. Good at bat right here. Krohn was in a hole at 0-2 or 1-2, and he's filled the count up. Payoff pitch, that's popped up, fouling out of play, staying tough in there. Now, do you happen to know what the lacquer is used? What kind of lacquer is used on the Schnitzelbank board?
You know, I do not know.
I do.
It's a secret recipe?
No. It's a bottle of New Ulm's Finest, premium.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that the kind that Arch Lungen used to drink?
That's it? Same brand, same color. Oh. Payoff pitch to Krohn, misses inside. Great at bat from DJ Krohn right there.
Kirby, you said that last weekend. DJ Krohn, the number nine hitter, is a tough out for a lot of pitchers because he works the count.
Two tough pitches foul. Fouled a ball up the third baseline. Hit a ball hard up the first baseline earlier in the at-bat. So, nice, very good at-bat. And, he's apparently a tough guy to retire. He did go last weekend 2-for-7, but didn't just give it to him. So the leadoff man on for Lux here. That's their first leadoff runner on. Harn squaring to bunt early. Now pulls back as he swings through a Claire fastball. So you go hands back to swing, and then he's coming with some cheese where it's like, maybe I should just maybe concentrate on hitting instead of
a lot of movement there and maybe not anticipating that fast a fastball.
One strike on Harn, who struck out his first time up. Claire set. No sign of bunt as Harn fouls this one off. He's quickly in a hole at 0-2.
You knew Brady Claire when he was, what, sophomore in high school, junior in high school?
Junior in high school, yeah.
Has he picked up any velocity as he's gotten older?
Does the sun set in the west? I mean, absolutely. I think so. He is put on some LBs,
yep.
The good kind, the healthy kind, and that ball that ball comes a lot quicker than it did when he was a 17-year-old. So 0-2 the count on Harn. 0-2 pitch in there. Strike three. Luke knew it right away, too. I think he was sitting off speed, as now he's looking. Okay, he's going back to the dugout. For a moment there, I thought he was going to look at the plate umpire, and it's like, ooh, you have zero argument there. You split the plate in half, and obviously Harn was sitting on something else, Randy.
He was. I think he was looking for something off speed, like you had said. Yeah, surprised by that fastball. And then location again, Brady hit the corner there.
So one out, runner at first, still DJ Krohn, Ethan Fruth, who has the lone Brewer hit into the box as he looks at a first pitch ball away. Pitch missing outside for a ball. Royals in the field, Primus over at third base. It's Logan Elshire at shortstop. At second base, Kyle Buddy. First base, Cam Miller. Left field tonight is Trent Gertgen. In center field, Alex Buddy. Right field, Dusty Adams. If you're asking, where's Dalton Thielen? Where's Chase Elshire? Elshire with a wrist injury. He's out for the evening. And Dalton Thielen playing football down at Gustavus Adolphus College as the 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss right there. Something about those lefties, Randy. I said it last week. They just make everything look good, and they can make a swing and a miss look good.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing. I mean, he's got such a nice, smooth, fluid swing.
1-1 the count with one away. Pickoff attempt. Diving back safely is Krohn at first base. DJ, a 2020 Ricori graduate. Brady Claire, a 2019 Ricori graduate. So a little Spartan pride right there between those two. Probably shared the dugout, and now they got him picked off. Miller with the throw to second and applying the tag out at second base. Claire's the lefty. He's got the nice move, Randy. He showed him the B move on the first throw over, and he came with a good one after that.
Well, and that's a hell of a play by Cam Miller, Kirby, because those in radio land couldn't see it. Brady Claire's throw to Miller was low, and Cam Miller did a 360 spin and threw to Logan Elshire at second.
Right on the money.
Right on the money. I mean, he's throwing past the runner.
1-1 pitch fouled away. Yeah, so you scoop it. You spin, you're looking, the guy is in your eye line, and
yeah.
Somehow you just dart it right past him. Elshire applies the tag, and two down now. 1-2 the count on Ethan Fruth. As Claire's 1-2 pitch, missing down and away to even it up at 2-2. Richmond victories over the Cold Spring Rockies and the New Munich Silver Streaks. Luxembourg victories over Farming and the St. Martin Martins. As BK's 2-2 pitch, that's hit in the air to left center field. That ball's going to drop 2-for-2 on his first two trips for Ethan Fruth. And Randy, there's a good piece of hitting, just taking that pitch where it was thrown and punching it into left center field.
Yeah, and I know in the dugout right now, DJ Krohn's probably beating himself up because that happens a lot, Kirby, where you get somebody picked off a base, and what does that hitter do at the plate?
Base hit.
Gets a hit. Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
That base hit. That's the way she goes. You get a guy thrown out at home when you send him from third. That next guy's guaranteed hard hit single or something.
Yep.
Derek Orth into the batter's box with two down as Claire's first offering to Orth is hit in the air to center field. Buddy didn't see it at first. Now he's coming on. Alex won't catch it. Ball drops in front of him as going first to third will be Ethan Fruth. Alex took a step back. We're pretty much, it's that time of night. But Alex kind of, and now he's got his arms out saying, yeah, I didn't see that at all. And it'll be a single for Derek Orth and a tough break for the Royals right there.
When he took that step back and then he started coming in, I thought, okay, he's camped under it. But even I'm a little bit mystified here by just the depth perception here and how to judge a ball this time of night.
So the Brewers looking to capitalize as Funnenstein into the batter's box. Cleanup hitter up for Luxembourg as he looks at a first pitch ball. So we'll have to see Brady pitch through some adversity right here. Quick step back and then coming in. And as he was coming in, he must have known he wasn't going to get to
right.
it because the ball just kind of died in front of him. As Claire set, 1-0 offering to Funnenstein. This pitch popped up. This is not an easy play. Buddy out, Adams in, Dusty still coming. He will drop the ball in right field. One run is in. Second run coming across to score in Orth all the way from first base on a drop pop-up in right after a ball gets down in center. And it's 2-0 Luxembourg.
Oh, man. That time of night again. And I'm sure Dusty, he had a run a long way. That those eyeballs were bobbing when he got near that ball.
So an error on the Royals' right fielder. And it's two runs coming across. So the batter now, Noah Grove, just ending up at first base is Funnenstein. Buddy went out on the ball. Adams, yeah, he had a long run, Randy, but he was, you know, in a position to make the catch on that.
Yep.
So Claire with some extra outs here that he's got to get. Second error on the evening for Richmond as the 1-0 pitch that's in there for a strike. 1-1 the count now. Just at that dusk point two
it
here
is.
Where, I mean, we talked about it last week, not the easiest time to read the ball in the outfield, but I'd say Adams had a good, he was close enough on it as the 1-1 pitch. That's waved at and missed by Grove, moving our count to 1-2. 1-2 the count to the right fielder.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's more difficult when you got like a clear sky like this, Kirby, versus a cloudy sky, because Alex Buddy obviously struggled judging the distance, and Dusty Adams there too at the very end.
Brady's 1-2 pitch popped up foul and out of play. Count remains at 1-2. This inning started with a walk. DJ Krohn was then picked off. There was a strikeout to Luke Harn. That happened before the pickoff. Then we went a single. Nice at-bat for Ethan Fruth. A single to center on a ball that Alex Buddy didn't have a great read on. And then the air by Adams and Wright. Two runs coming across the score for Lux. That's the difference in the game as a pickoff attempt. And back safely is the runner Reed Funnenstein. That throw to the left of Cam Miller. If that's on the bag, inning's over here.
Inning's over. Yep.
1-2 the count. As Claire set, lefty trying to put a pin in this long third inning for Lux. 1-2 pitch, that's up and away, evening us up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. Noah Grove, fifth place hitter in the order for Luxembourg. They have that 2-0 lead. As Claire set, the lefty staring over at Funnenstein. 2-2 offering, that is well behind on that one. Grove, as much like Harn earlier, was thinking something else, Randy, as he swings through the fastball after Schmitz basically flipped it back to the mound. For Lux in the third inning, they score two runs on one hit, one Richmond error, and a runner left on base. There was one run on
two hits.
There was one Richmond error and one runner left on base. We've played three. Scoreboard now reads 2-0 in favor of Luxembourg. On to the fourth inning. Right here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Coming up in 30 seconds, it's Region 15C baseball action on your Friday night.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Stop it at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297.
Fourth we go here at the Cold Spring Baseball Park, and Richmond's in a hole now, Randy Rostein, after their defense let them down a little bit.
Yeah, defense we talked about a little bit. Their play last weekend, and tonight again, two errors. You just can't continue to make those costly errors because, obviously, tonight you're facing a quality pitcher in JT Harn, and are you going to get the run support to make up for those errors? Right now, it's not working for the Royals.
It'll be Gertken, Primus, and Schmitz as Trent steps into the batter's box. 2-3-4 for Richmond as their second look at JT Harn. First offering from JT, missing low for a ball. Trent singled to right center earlier in our game as he looks at a strike right there on the corner. I am digging the zone tonight by Mickey Yankee, Randy.
He's been consistent so far, Kirby. Got to give him credit.
The one-and-one offering from Harn. That pitch fouled over the netting to the right of Randy. Now 1-2. Does it feel like it's not Regions if you're not ducking on every foul ball that's hit near the press box?
Yeah.
That's kind of a Regions staple for you.
I don't want to get too accustomed to that ball always hitting the net, because I look at the net right there and it is broken, and a baseball could get through that.
I got one right there.
You got one right there? Yep, I've got one right there. And that could come in and hit this glass and shatter the glass, and we'd have a mess. So I got to still be on guard a little bit.
You got two panes of glass in front of you as the 2-2 offering from Harn, that missing down and away to Gertgen. Now 3-2. A couple listeners asking, what's wrong with Chase Elshire, Kirby? And on a delayed steal against New Munich in that state qualifying game last week, he was thrown out on a steal attempt and apparently kind of rolled up on his wrist awkwardly. It was a 3-2 pitch up and away. Gertgen aboard on a walk issued to the Royal left fielder. So, yeah, you remember the play. Chase, a delayed steal. Joe Stengler with that quick throw down. Chase was, I'll say it, he was out on the play, and he just kind of an awkward slide that he ended up landing on his right wrist a little awkwardly.
That'll happen, especially you see that a lot with those head-first slides nowadays, Kirby. And that's why some of the guys are wearing mitts. Mm-hmm. They don't jam fingers and sprain wrists like that.
So, man on, Mason Primus into the batter's box. As Primus singled his first time up, first offering to Mason. Off-speed pitch curled in there nicely by JT Harn for a strike.
We were talking about Mason's timing last weekend in game number one against the Rockies. And I mean, a stick like Mason swings, he could tie this game up in a hurry.
One strike the count on the big Royal third baseman. Gertgen aboard at first. Two runs in the bottom of the third for Lux. That's the difference in the ballgame right now. They lead 2-0. Harn set is one strike pitch missing down and away. Evens us up at 1-1. Royals with two hits on the scoreboard, each of which coming in the first inning for Gertgen and Primus. Everybody else retired. As 1-1 the count. Modest lead for Trent. As Harn set, we haven't really seen this lefty throw over much. He's quick to home as Primus fouls that one back to the padding. Mason in a hole at 1-2.
Yeah, it's always, I guess, a runner with a left-handed pitcher. You're always wondering, am I seeing his best move or not? Right?
Well, ask DJ Krohn about that last
inning. Yeah, exactly.
Krohn saw kind of the B move from Claire, and then he saw the A move, and he was picked off. 1-2, the count to the Royal third baseman. Man on, nobody out. Top four here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Harn long pause. 1-2 pitch. Primus pops this one up, fouling out of play. We'll do the 1-2 again. And so you know it's a pop fly and it's out of play. And I just kind of like looking back right away at the batter. Uh-huh. And sometimes they show you something. And Mason, with his head down, he kind of had his bat, Randy, like he was chopping wood, like, son of a. I should have did a lot more than flip that thing into the parking lot. 1-2 the count. Harn set right at the face. Lefty, there's a long move as that pitch running in. Ooh, in there, strike three. Primus didn't like the call of that one. Kind of a delayed call from the umpire, but Mason's out on strikes for out number one and strikeout number three for JT Harn. He gets that one looking.
But, you know, quite honestly, you commented about
Mick Yankee's
strike zone. That's where it was at. Mason was more on top of the plate than some of our other hitters, our right-handed hitters. And yeah, it was there.
So one away, Cole Schmitz into the batter's box. As the first offering to Schmitz missing down and away. Royals had something cooking in the first. Gertgen at third, Primus at first. Schmitz was up. Hit one hard, but he hit it right to the belt. With momentum going towards second base to Ethan Fruth, 6-4-3 to retire Schmitz. That got Harn out of the out of dodge there in that first inning, as this pitch is on the corner for a strike to Schmitz to even it up at 1-1.
JT Harn with four strikeouts through 3 1/3. You know, the kid doesn't look very big on the mound from where we're at right now, but I stood next to him last weekend, and he's that 2-3 inches taller than me, about maybe Inch taller than you or something like that. And, yeah, he's just he's a lot taller than what he looks like.
Schmitz hammers this one. Orth fields it at third. He'll throw to second. Low, scooped up by Clark. Back to first in time around the horn. What a turn by the Brewers. Orth to Clark to Machinsky. Great plays by Orth and Clark. And just a catch of the ball right there from Machinsky. You said the Brewers played the D last weekend. Randy, they brought the mitts here tonight, too.
Oh, they did. That was a great play all around. 5-4-3 double play. Cole Schmitz's second double play that he's hit into here in the evening.
For the Royals in the fourth, no runs, no hits. There were no Brewer errors. Nobody left on base. 3.5, 2-0 our score in favor of Luxembourg. On to the bottom of the fourth inning coming up in 1 minute. It's KASM AM 1150, FM 107.7. 5.5 HD2, and online all the time at mykasm.com. Adam Ray back at the studios in Albany, Minnesota. Randy and Kirby with you here in Cold Spring. Bottom of the fourth coming up in a minute.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech customer placement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber Melrose and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Bottom four here as... this guy's got a great view of a couple sweet double plays this evening. First baseman Isaac Machinsky into the batter's box as Brady Clare will face the 6-7-8 hitters in the Brewer lineup, trying to keep Richmond down by just two right here. As a difference of the game right now, Randy, Richmond not bringing the gloves defensively. Brewers are, to say the least, as Clare's 1-0 offering to Machinsky. That is off the plate for a ball now 2-0.
Brady Clare with 5 strikeouts through the first 3 innings for Richmond.
I got 6 of them.
Do you?
Okay. 3 in the first, 1 in the second, and 2 last inning in the third.
There you go. Okay.
2-0 offering to Machinsky. That's below the knees. Now 3-0. Sam Eiten, Connor Clark, scheduled hitters for the Brewers in the fourth. They're up 2 rock. They are the home team. Clare with a deep breath. Gets the sign from Cole Schmitz. Lefty rocks and fires. It's 3-0 pitch. Not even close right there. And it's a 4-pitch walk issued to Isaac Machinsky to get the leader on for Luxembourg. And they're bottom of the order. You're up by 2, Randy. This guy had a couple knocks last weekend. Sam Eiten led your team in hits last weekend, actually. But are you thinking maybe some small ball here?
Possibly. But you kind of wonder what went through Brady Clare's mind with Machinsky. That's where you want him as a pitcher. You want him leading off an inning, Kirby, and he didn't go at him 4 pitches there.
First offering right in there for a strike to Sam Eiten. So that's I think that's what you were kind of alluding to right there. You get the big bat with no one on base. You know,
it's a big park. I mean,
big park, make him do it. As the 1 strike offering to Eiten, this pitch is popped up in foul territory. Primus over for a look. Mason will have a play. He will make the catch in foul territory for a harmless out number 1.
I think Mason actually jumped over third base, Kirby. As he was, I think he
knew where the bag was.
He knew where the bag
was.
He jumped over it, and into foul ground to make that catch.
He was playing a little deeper. It was kind of straight. Yeah, I guess that would be kind of right in his path right there. I didn't see it personally, but take your word for it. Randy Rothstein's a lot of things, but a liar he is not. As
just listen to the radio rebroadcast Monday afternoon. You'll hear me talk about it.
It's true. 1 ball to Connor Clark. Runner at first is Isaac Machinsky. Brady Clare set. is 1-0 pitch to Clark. That's missing high for a ball as well. Now, we saw him attack against Sam Eiton as Clare steps off the back of the mound trying to compose himself a little bit. We saw him go right after Eiton, but then Machinsky, and now the first two pitches to Clark, Randy, not even really close. As Brady Sett stares at Machinsky, who's basically a foot off the base at first, and there's a pitch on the corner for a strike. Didn't exactly hit his spot right there, but he hit the strike zone.
Yes, he did.
All that counts, 2-1. One away here for the Brewers in the fourth inning. Royals looking for a double play ball. They've hit into a couple of them tonight. 2-1 pitch. That's above the letters to Clark. Now 3-1. He grounded out to the third baseman, Mason Primus. It was a nice pick by Cam Miller. That ended our second inning. Miller at first base for Richmond. 3-1 count. Nine hitter DJ Krohn in the on deck circle for the Brewers. Clare's 3-1. Cut on and missed right there by Connor Clark. Fills it up at 3-2. 3-2 the count. Brady with one walk this inning. That is his second walk of the evening. As Clare looks into Schmitz for the sign. Lefty's got it. He looks at Machinsky. Couple looks over at him. Payoff pitch up and away. And a couple walks this inning as Clark is aboard. That'll bring DJ Krohn to the plate. As we're going to see Blaine Ottman come out of the dugout here, we will also see a pinch runner, Randy Rostein, at second base. Comes in as number two, Casey Underwood, running for Isaac Machinsky.
Casey Underwood was in the lineup last Sunday.
Yes, he was. He had he was walked twice and hit by a pitch.
More region baseball sponsors include the fine folks over at Shady's Long Shots, where Kirby had his evening supper tonight right at Rich Spring Golf Course. Westside Liquor of Wade Park, IPM of Wade Park, Stony Creek Dairy, Liberty Electric, John Dold, Century 21 First Realtor, Ecker Feed Service in Dominic, and Dairy Lens Supply of Sox Center are region sponsors.
No activity in the Royal Pen. Not sure what the pitching plan was for the evening. You do have Primus, you have Elshire in the field right now. So potentially your future pitcher is wearing a glove already. Two on, one down. DJ Krohn into the batter's box after the powwow comes to an end. As the left-hander Clare, first offering to Krohn, that's fouled back into the netting. DJ, he's ready to hit, huh?
Yes.
You get two walks this inning, and you go up there with a plan, Randy Rostein, and if it's where you like it, you like it on 0-0, walks or not, give it a hack, and he
absolutely
put a nice swing on that ball.
Yep. Don't go up there looking for another walk. Be ready to hit as a hitter.
That's when that pitch is coming right in for fastball right down the middle. Underwood at second base. At first, it's Clark. Clare's one-strike pitch. That's missing low for a ball to even it up at 1-1. Brady, is he asking for the location?
I think he was. And the home plate umpire said down.
Schmitz was a little kind of hesitant on his throwback as well.
Cam Miller playing behind the runner over at first.
Covering some ground here. Underwood with a good lead at second. Buddy trying to keep him close. 1-1 pitch waved at right there by Krohn. As DJ's in a hole at 1-2, but he was in a hole at 1-2 last time,
yes,
Randy.
He was.
This is where he gets tough. A little bit of a battler to him. Leadoff man Luke Harn on deck for Luxembourg. They lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They got two in the bottom of the third. Two-out drop pop-up in right field by Dusty Adams. Allowed Orthon Fruth to come around. 1-2 pitch. Ooh, must have been up. As now out from behind home plate is Cole Schmitz to have a word with Brady Clare. We got a cross up there or something, Randy?
I wonder. It might have been a cross up there, yeah.
Brady. Otherwise, if Cole maybe trying to calm down Clare, make sure if he thought he had that pitch or had a pitch earlier.
Well, there's been a couple pitches in this at bat that all of a sudden, Richmond might be questioning to the home plate umpire location.
So 2-2. Schmitz back behind home plate. Clare gets the sign from the veteran catcher. He pauses, looks at Underwood at second. Now comes home. 2-2 pitch. That's up and away. And 3-2 now in jeopardy of walking his third man this inning. Still nothing cooking in that Royal Pen, Randy. as it would appear, you know, unless, as I alluded to, the relief pitcher's on the left side of the infield already, it would appear that for now the game is Clare's.
You bet.
2-0 our score. This game isn't peanuts. It's a big game for each team. You want to be in that championship. As the 3-2 pitch, there goes the runner. Uh-oh. As now they got the runner caught. Swing and a miss, and some poor base running by the Brewers. The runner, Clark, at first, he must have thought it was 3-2 with two away. The runner at second, Underwood, unless there was a double steal put on by the third base coach, Chris Knaus. Long story short, it's a strike him out, throw him out. And just like that, you're having control problems, and now you're out of the inning.
Now you're out of the inning. Yeah, a little bit of confusion on the base pass for the Brewers here in the fourth, Kirby.
Pinch runners running into outs. As a pinch runner who's done that in my life, that one stings. As we see Machinski out of the dugout to, I believe, go play first base. So Underwood's evening comes to an end. For Luxembourg in the fourth, no runs on no hits, no Richmond airs, one runner left on base. We've played four. 2-0 our score. Into the fifth inning we go, coming up in a minute, right here on KASM.
Ecker Feed, your local big game feed dealer in New Munich, wishes the very best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. For all your feed needs for dairy, hogs, and cattle, talk to the guys at Ecker Feed to have them put together a feed program to fit your operation. Ecker Feed New Munich, serving the area for over 50 years. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Five we go, as it'll be Justin Trader, Logan Elshire, Cam Miller. Randy, we alluded to it last week. When you go to the game, it's not just watching the balls and strikes and stuff like that. There's a lot that goes on during a baseball game. And you and I, you know, we see the runner at first, Clark, go 3-2, one out.
Yeah.
So it's the initial reaction of, oh, did he think there was two outs? But then we see Underwood on his as a swing and a miss right there by Schrader, evens it up at 1-1. We see Underwood talking with the third base coach, maybe a little sternly. So it's like, Okay, now did he potentially miss a sign?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
The game within the game. As Schrader 0-1 on the evening, 1-1 offering. Justin, his first hit of the region is a shot right through the right side. I bet that one felt pretty good, Randy Rostand, as he's aboard with a leadoff single.
Royals' first hit since the first inning, and I bet you feels good to have a base runner on with a hit.
Machinski and Clark didn't even move. Just, all right, we got to get this in from right. Grove, toss it in here. As Logan Elshire into the batter's box. Yeah, just the third hit for Richmond. That had stopped a 10-in-a-row retiring streak from JT Harn. Logan Elshire into the box. He gets a nice hole to work with as Machinski holds on Schrader at first base. Harn set, first offering to Elshire, missing down and away. Logan was our Chasm Cap player of the game last Sunday. Great job on the mound, throwing seven innings, allowing one run. He had three hits in that game, couple doubles. Big day for him. As Harn set, long pause right at the face. His 1-0 pitch is in at the knees for a strike to Elshire to even it up at 1-1. So 1-1 the count. Elshire to be followed by Miller and Adams for the Royals here in the fifth. They trail by 2-0. Lux hit a two spot on a drop pop-up in that bottom of the third inning. As Harn set, 1-1 pitch off speed, missing up and in on Elshire, moving our count now to 2-1.
Looking at Justin Trader too, Kirby, like other Richmond base runners, not getting a real big lead. They just don't trust JT Harn. And has moved to first, even though we haven't seen it.
2-1 now to the Royal shortstop. 2-1 pitch. That is on the corner for a strike.
Ooh.
Logan looking back at Mick Yankee, but I don't know.
That was quite a bit more outside than.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe in that same vicinity, but you're saying a legitimate.
Might have been a miss.
Might have been a missed call. 2-2. as Harn's set. Lefty looks at Schrader. 2-2 pitch to Elshire on the corner. Strike three. As Logan with a couple words to say now to Mick Yankee as he goes back to the dugout for out number one. I would say.
Did he say something like, I have to go get my bat extension?
I'm not.
That is a tough pitch to hit. I don't know how a left-hander is going to reach that.
Two-strike pitch and three-strike pitch. That was where. Not exactly.
They were painting the paint.
I don't know what he's supposed to do with that thing. As Cam Miller into the batter's box. One on, one out. First offering from Harn. Miller squares to bunt, pulls back, takes a strike. Cam had two at-bats last week, punched a single through in one of his at-bats. In the bottom of the fifth inning, 2-0 Lux. And Schrader, not much of a lead over at first. He's not going anywhere. One strike pitch to Miller. It misses up and in on Cam. Evens us up at 1-1. Raised his arms there, Randy. If he just kind of stayed put, it's probably at first base.
Cam's grandma, Irene, if she's not here at the ball game, she's listening in Litchfield tonight. Cam's grandma grew up just a mile from my place over by Richmond.
1-1 offering to Miller on the corner for a strike. These Royal lefties are not liking that outside corner, but Harn's getting the call from the umpire. It's his view, his interpretation of the strike zone, and
he's found a spot. And I mean, you can find that spot as a pitcher, and the umpire's calling it.
Keep hitting it. Can't say it's not a strike if the ump says strike every time you throw it. There,
you're
Miller
right.
Slashes
right.
One foul into the old basketball court. Cam Miller to be followed by Dusty Adams for Richmond here in the fifth. Inning started with a solid Justin Schrader single. 1-2, the count remains. 2021 graduate of Ricori High School, Cam Miller. As Harn set, his 1-2 pitch. That is off the plate for a ball. Mentioned last week, Randy, as the game progressed between Richmond and Cold Spring, you get that night game. Everyone's fired up on a Friday night.
And yep.
Crowd's got a little juice, maybe some self-inflicted juice. And if that one would have been strike three, it might have got loud to our left.
Might have heard a little barking.
2-2 the count now. Harn set, his 2-2 pitch, off speed, cue shot on the ground towards second. Clark bobbles, he throws. Fielded by Fruth out at second, but Miller in time to beat out the throwback to first base. So Cam's aboard with two away now on the fielder's choice. Schrader retired 4-6 for out number two and hit a little too slow right there for the third double play of the evening.
Yeah, and Miller's got some pretty good speed down that line too, Kirby. Tough to get him in a double play.
He was running hard right out of the box. The ball took the second baseman Clark a little farther away from second, as that'll bring Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty bounced out to Connor Clark his first time up. So two dead here for Richmond. As the first offering to Adams missing down and away. It was a nice little pick right there by the catcher DJ Krohn. Kind of had to lunge all the way to his left. And
that was a nice stop.
Scoop it out of there. Keeps the runner Miller at first base. That gets by him. He easily walks to second. 1-0 the count to Dusty Adams. 0-1 on the evening. 1-7 on the tournament as he pitched to Adams. Curveball busts in there for a strike. Evens it up at 1-1.
We have now this tweet, I don't know, or this text, I don't know if it's all believable, but Joe and Footer are listening from Battle Lake.
Well, Joe made it from Luxembourg in the softball tournament to Battle Lake awfully quick.
Footer, I think we might have blown your cover.
1-1 pitch, cue shot off the hands of Adams, fielded easily by Harn. Simple underhand flip, 1-3 to retire Adams, and JT gets it done once again for Luxembourg, retiring Richmond in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no Lux errors, one runner left on base, 4.5, 2-0 in favor of Lux. Scoreboard still reads, to the fifth we go, coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. On to the fifth we go. Bottom of the fifth, top of the order for the Luxembourg Brewers. As Randy, they took advantage of a miscue by Richmond back in the third.
They certainly did. After a couple base runners were on with hits, it was a pop-up to shallow right field and Dusty Adams overrunning it. And two runners came across to score, and that's where we're at right now. It's 2-0 Lux.
2-0 in favor of the Brewers as we start the bottom of the fifth frame. It'll be Luke Harn, Ethan Fruth, and Derek Orth. And Randy, you say there's some activity in the Royal pen.
You bet. Looks like DJ Schleicher is getting loose in the bullpen right now.
This pitch for Brady as he looks in. Lefty's ready to go. He's got Harn swinging and looking thus far this evening. That pitch missing low and in the dirt, and that pitch was number 83 on the evening, Randy. So,
Luke Harn, couple strikeouts tonight against Brady Clair.
As the 1-0 offering to Harn, that is popped up, fouling out of play. And as a hitter, you walk up there at 0-for-2 in a region winner's bracket game, Randy, and you got two strikeouts thus far on your resume. If it's in there, you're hacking at it, right?
You are. You're going to put it in play anyway, anyhow, right?
Just let me hit it somewhere. Yep. Make him throw me out. Harn's got good speed, good enough speed. Brady's 1-1. That is missing down and away. Now 2-1.
Brady has walked 3 tonight, Kirby. He struck out 7 and given up the 3 hits. So a few base runners tonight.
2-1 pitch on the corner for a strike. Luke kind of shrugging his shoulders and shaking his head. And Logan Elshire at short, Cam Miller at first. They're saying, been there. I've seen that pitch called a strike this evening. 2-2 the count. Harn, Fruth, Orth for Lux in the fifth. Brady Clair ready. 20-year-old left-hander. His time called at home plate by Luke Harn. Do the 2-2 over again. Sometimes we talked about a pitcher will just stare at a base out of the stretch. Mm-hmm. See that other times as well as a pitch waved at and just kind of chunked up the first base line by Harn. Rolls over softly to Miller. Cam with the field wins the race to the bag himself for out number one. But sometimes you see that when a pitcher is just about ready to go, you as a batter sometimes, time.
I know.
You know, just to maybe mix up some rhythm or anything.
Yep. And then you better hope the home plate umpire gives it to you.
Otherwise, we've seen some late time calls granted.
We have.
Brings Ethan Fruth to the base, to the plate, excuse me. Ethan working on a 2-for-2 right now. Looks at a first pitch down. Fruth in the first inning, singled, stole second, was stranded at third. Singled in the third inning. Got to go first to third on a misread pop-up to Alex Buddy as this pitch is popped up into left field foul territory. Gertken over for a look. Trent won't have a play. It drops foul and one. Buddy missed that just one misstep. Ball drops in front of him. Fruth went first to third on it. Came across the score easily on the Funenstein.
Is it the pitching tonight, or is it just like the ball is not carrying? It just doesn't seem like tonight's a carry night.
A little cooler.
Yeah.
Getting cooler as the game goes. Someone must have informed my wife that I was questioning her wardrobe as She sent me a message as the 1-2 pitch.
Are you talking about me?
It was a Snapchat of her coat saying this was the right choice this evening, quote-unquote winter coat.
Okay.
Apparently it's a spring-fall coat, but you know the fashionista that I am. But yeah, the ball, I think you got a point, Randy. Maybe we haven't seen anything squared up in the air that much as the 1-2 pitch, curveball dropped in there, and Firth knew it right away. He goes down looking. First time Brady's been able to retire Ethan, and he got it with a pretty nice hook right there.
Yes, he did, picking up his 8th strikeout. And, you know, Kirby, getting the first two men in the inning, first time since the second inning. He's only done that twice tonight.
Just the second time through 5 chances, and he's doing it to the top of the order as the first offering on the corner for a strike. I may be changing my tune on that pitch.
Well, I'd like you to give me this opportunity to say, put a right-handed hitter in the box at the same time that left-handed hitter is in there, and I guarantee you the right-handed hitter is bailing every time on that pitch, Kirby, because the umpire's taking that angle. He's looking over the catcher's right shoulder now.
Firth looks at a curveball. He's in a hole at 0-2. Now he waves at a curveball in the dirt. Schmitz knocks it down, flips it over easily, and a breeze of a 1-2-3 inning with 2 strikeouts for Claire to retire the Brewers in the 5th, and I think you got a good point. That's a righty that's running in on his thighs, basically.
Big time.
Blair retires the Brewers in order. We've played 5. 2-0 our score in favor of Luxembourg. On to the 6th. It's coming up in a minute right here on KASM.
Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. We'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Nancy Mathiasen, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
To the 6th we go, 9-1-2. Richmond don't look so fast, but it's down to their final 12 outs right now as JT Haren mesmerizing the Royal Bats that were so loud last weekend. Buddy first pitch swinging, pops this one up foul and out of play. It'll be Alex Buddy, Brady Clare, and Trent Gertgen due up for Richmond here in the 6th inning. 3 hits for Richmond, 2 double plays. Airless ball by the Brewers. 1 strike pitch from Haren, missing down and away. Got to say hello to Royal legends, Corey Niemann, Jaron Leeser, and as the pitch popped up, fouling out of play, Amy Keekley up there, Nate Humbert, Jeff Olmscheid, they're listening with their families from Baker's Park in Maple Plain. They're big campers, Randy, so I'm sure some campground somewhere. Hello, guys. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. 1-2, the count to Alex Buddy. Trying to get something cooking for Richmond here in the 6th inning. Haren's 1-2, off speed, waved at by Buddy. He's out on strikes for Haren, his 5th strikeout. Not just the lefties he's getting anymore. 6th strikeout, Randy.
Yeah, he's getting lefties and righties, and he's just spotting the ball so well. Moving it around the strike zone, changing speeds, Kirby. We'll see him throw that deuce every once in a while, and he's just got him miffed, those Richmond hitters. But now third time through the order, let's see.
Bring Brady Clare to the plate. Brady looks at a first pitch ball on the outside corner. JT was drafted by Foley last year. I think he won 2 games for the Falcons in the state tournament. Maybe 1-1 and got him a very good chance to win in a second game, something along those lines. 1-0 offering, that pitch missing outside. And my brother told me that this JT Haren is like a master of his craft. We're talking off-season throwing 200-300 pitches every other day, working on location. I mean, we can see it firsthand here that location is obviously his strong suit, yeah. But
student of the game
throughout the winter, wow. Just honing his craft and sharpening the edges. 2-1 the count right now. As Harn's offering to Claire, that pitch is off the plate. And that'll move our count to 3-1. JT has not walked anyone yet this evening. He did walk Trent Gerken, last inning in the fourth. One walk. Harn's 3-1 pitch. Claire bouncing this one. This will be a tough play. It is fielded by Clark. His throw to first in time. Tough play, and he gets Brady up the line for out number two. Claire was moving, Randy, but Clark makes the play.
He does. He makes a nice play on that second hop, a high hopper in the infield right up the middle. Got Brady Claire by that half a step, and for the first time tonight, we hear just how many Richmond fans are here.
Yeah, they were not in love with Tom Swanson's call up that first baseline. Didn't see much of an argument from Dylan Jude or Brady Claire as the first offering to Trent Gerken. Missing outside for a ball. Dylan Jude, the assistant coach. We do now see some activity at Reed Funenstein in the Brewer pen down there. As the 1-0 pitch to Gerken, that gets by Trent right there on the heater. Evens it up at 1-1. JT pitching into the sixth inning. So he went Saturday to Friday. So a pretty good, pretty normal
if you're rest. Pitching amateur week to week.
Swing and a miss right there. That's his 82nd pitch. So he's at 82 pitches. And that was Reed Funenstein warming up for Luxembourg. They're trying to go right at it. Getting to that championship game for certain as the two-strike pitch to Gerken, off-speed missing down and away, evening our count up at 2-2. JT giving up those runs to St. Martin in the ninth inning. That extended the game. The Martins took the lead in the ninth inning of that state qualifier as this pitch is popped up into right center field. Harn going over. Luke has it measured and makes the catch on the run to retire Gerken, and it's another 1-2-3 inning as JT Harn retires the Royals in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 5.5, 2-0. The score still in favor of Luxembourg. On to the bottom of the sixth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota, and of course offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.